Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Samach Zayin and Masechtas Menachas. Some of the topics we learned about include Gilgul Hekdesh. If flour is mixed into a dough while in the possession of Hekdesh, whether it is exempt from Challah. Gilgul Evi Kechavim. If flour is mixed into a dough while in the possession of a non-Jew, whether it is exempt from Challah. Gershon Isgar V'Hoysla Isa. The status of a dough of a convert. Meruach Evi Kechavim. Whether a non-Jew's grain is obligated in Trumas or Maisers. Evi Kechavim Shehifresh Petach Hamor V'Challah. The status of a sheep separated by a non-Jew to redeem his firstborn donkey, or challah separated from his dough, even though it is exempt. Ways to avoid various obligations, including afer lepaches mechameshes ravvam kemach va'oit, making dough in small batches which are less than the minimum shear of challah. Ma'arim admal tvuasay umachnis b'maitshala. If one brings the grain into his house in an unusual way, such as with the chaff, he may feed to his animal and is exempt from ma'aser. Or, ayelo derech gargis v'derech kafifas. If one brings his grain in through an unusual way, such as the roof or storage yards, it is exempt, since grain only becomes obligated in truma when it enters the house through the main entrance. Baloi li'isaren, the various avodas performed with the minchas ha'omer. Mishakar va'omer yaitzin u'maitzin shuk Yerushalayim shu moli kemach kali. Right after the yarmulke was brought, the markets were full of grain and other products of the new crop, because people prepared food from the new crop even before the yarmulke was brought. And it is a machlekes whether Baratzin Chacham Hoya Eisen, whether this was done according to the wishes of the Chachamim or not.